Welcome to the Science and Spirituality Podcast, where we dive deep into universal spiritual principles and ground them in modern science. My name is Chris Carton.
And my name is Kevin Carton, and we are committed to simplifying the spiritual side of success for you with easy-to-understand scientific research so you can walk away with practical tools to create radical transformations in your life. Let's get started. Welcome back again to another episode of the Science and Spirituality Podcast. And today is another special episode, actually building upon last week's episode with Dr. Skye Zimmerman. So we have her back on the podcast because we realized that we wanted to go a bit deeper into the topic that we mentioned about 5D quantum manifestation. So last episode was about the fifth dimension. And if you haven't listened to that, I highly recommend listening to that first because it builds into then this episode about quantum manifestation. And as Skye and I shared at the end of last episode, we have an event that's coming up about that. So we'll talk about that more on the end of the episode, and the link is in the description if you want to check that out. But let's get into it with quantum manifestation, like what that means, how we can work with that, and yeah, have a conversation about that. So Skye, welcome back to the podcast once again.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. So let's begin. Just, I think a great way to begin again is definition wise, like what would you say quantum manifestation is?
Yes. Quantum manifestation is different than what perhaps most people think of for manifestation, where I'm just going to speak for myself. What I used to think of manifestation was like, you get really busy, kind of, you get really clear on what you would love. And then you do a bunch to create it while you know there's something more happen that you can make happen. You're still quite in the doing. You're very much in the physicality of it. And there's nothing wrong with this, of course. This works, but it actually takes more energy, takes longer, and often we kind of burn out a little bit. Definitely, I did. And so that's one way to do it, because we are buying into the limitations that our third dimension offers up, right? That we think this has to be a certain way because that's how what my eyes see, what I think is happening. And so then in contrast to that fifth dimensional reality, like, we maybe just to summarize, but it exists outside of these constructs of our ego mind, and it is grounded simply in a place of deeper knowing, in love, in wisdom, in unity consciousness. So there isn't any separation between me and what I would love to experience or create. So I can already know, of course, it's already sort of in my experience. While I might not in actuality experience it yet, I know, and because at that point I will actually understand physics to a deeper degree, right? In a different way, that I can collapse the possibility that exists into a reality by the way I use my energy. So it's a way of using all the ways you are to create what you would love. And by what I mean, all the ways in which you are, we are beings of energy, right? Our mind, our thoughts are energy. Our emotions, our soul is energy. Our physical body, all that is energy. We actually have an operating system that runs all this. It's our energy body. That's all energy. Our consciousness is energy. So in our dream, and then what seems to be in the way, the challenges, the obstacles, all of that is energy. So if we learn how to bring into alignment what our ideal, right, our higher self, we talked about that in the last episode, what our higher self guides us to see and want to create in life for us and others. If we hold that vision, and then with that vision, we bring into alignment what we think, speak, feel, believe, and then how we act, that's going to collapse that potential that you've created with that first visual and that inspiration into that possibility that then, if you can hold that vibration over time, right, just knowing it's happening, knowing is meant for you, trusting it and living in alignment, catching those thoughts when you get off track, or if you speak to something you don't really, that's not part of that life, that vision, and you bring it back into alignment, right? And so basically your entire life, your whole being is now on that frequency of your dream. That's how you manifest it. And there's no pushing, there's no nothing. It's just is, right? And you know it's there, and you just joyfully expecting it, you could say.
Yes.
Yes.
There's something that you shared that I think is really, really important to highlight, is in contrast to this way of manifestation, quantum manifestation, where you're creating from energy and frequency that you're aligning with that, is you shared is that obstacles or what seems to be in the way is also energy.
Yes.
And so if we're working against it, which is what most traditional manifestation is, when people talk about manifestation, mm-hmm. is again, have clarity of what you want, but then start working toward it and doing certain things, mm-hmm. that we're like, it's like we're forcing, mm-hmm. and there's still the opposing energy.
Yes.
That's not going to move. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's that resistance that actually, that's why it takes more energy, more time. Yeah. And just, it's honestly, to me, like my experience with that is frustrating.
Yeah.
Because you know what you want. It's like, why isn't this working? When people talk about it all the time, it's, oh, it's easy. Just do it. You know, but it's where we're opposing the energy. And if we are doing that, sometimes it actually can never happen.
Right. Because we are resisting what's part of it, what is just a stepping stone on the path. And if we're resisting that, then we basically tell the universe we don't really want it, because that's not the, Yeah, so it's exactly, thanks for highlighting that again. Everything is energy, everything is consciousness. And so to your point, right, when these seeming obstacles pop up, they are really nothing but, it's not language, these are opportunities. And they're also the very energy that's rising up inside of you that's not in alignment with your dream. It has to rise up because it's not in the same frequency. And so the only reason it rises up is to be released. And how do you release it? You see it, you accept it, you love it, like meaning you not saying, gosh, I wish you weren't there, but you're like, okay, I see you and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You feel it and it lets go. Mm-hmm. You are freed from it. It is so incredible. When I learned that, and I learned it through trauma therapy, frankly, personally, to be able to see what scares you and to feel it and to realize what is so scary is not, it's just in your head. This is all, that's the ego coming and saying, oh my God, bad, don't want, right? But if we stay in the body and in the heart, we can just allow it to be, and then boom, it melts away. You walk right through it. Not only do you walk through it, you take a step. You have now increased your frequency because that pain, that fear is no longer with you. And you will never probably face that similar challenge because you've learned the lesson.
Mm. So this, quantum manifestation isn't denying the fact that action is needed. It's just taking more focused action, because you're, instead of trying push, you're getting into alignment with what it is you say you want, and then you'll be guided to make different decisions. But there's still that decision factor and action that takes place.
Yeah, you're living life, right? You're meeting life from a different place. I mean, I will say, you know, not that I've personally been able to do this, I haven't tried, because I don't think I could, but there are masters that have embodying this wisdom to such a degree that they can manifest anything at any time out of the air. So yes, it's possible, but it's not a good place to start. I know it's something perhaps if you feel drawn to it, to aspire to it. No, for the most part, right, we exactly like what you said, you get into alignment and your action is in alignment as well. Mm-hmm. So if you're somebody that wants to improve your health, and maybe you have a health condition that you've been told can never go away, but you decide not to buy into that, and you change your thoughts, you change your beliefs, you change your emotions around it, you change your diet, of course, you change your lifestyle, hopefully, right? That action is in alignment. If you're somebody that has that diagnosis and then you live a toxic lifestyle, then you're using the energy against it. It's not in alignment. So that's an example of how you use your action energy in alignment. Yes.
And is this part of the reason why this has been so hard to become accepted, like mainstream, is because when you're using quantum anything, really, there's no A plus B plus C equals D. Right. Yeah. So you can't run an experiment and measure it. Like you'll see the inputs and then the outcome, but you don't know what happens in between. Like there's no way to measure that because you're stepping into like possibility, right?
I mean, there is a way to measure things, and a lot of the instruments, they're not here yet for us. Mm. They're not available yet to the human population, but they're coming, first of all. And I know that actually Kevin, and I don't know about you, Chris, but there is hardcore science that proves how it works.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as I know, science hasn't shown like what we're talking about in the manifestation realm, because I mean, who also, right? Science is expensive. people that are generally into that, they're not necessarily the ones that run an organization that can fund the research for that, right? But I know it's coming for sure.
Right? Yeah, which I think this is a perfect time to mention the quantum physics experiment that it's like foundational to all quantum physics. It's called the double slit experiment. And in fact, Chris and I have talked about this on some podcast. We don't even remember when exactly. I think we did our best to describe it, but definitely we've evolved. And also, I don't know if we put in the description, Chris, the video, the short, not like 6-minute video. Yeah, of like this, it's like a cartoon example of like what happens in this quantum physics experiment. So it simplifies it. So we'll link that in the description so that if you want to dive deeper into really see what this is about, then you could see the whole experiment. But in essence, what this experiment proves is that our awareness or observing our awareness, like putting our awareness and attention on what we want or what we don't want, is actually causing a change in the electrons of the universe. As in, electrons become more solid matter, what we consider as matter, as things that we can actually interact with, like physical reality, when we place our attention on it. So if we don't have our attention on something, then it's literally what quantum physics calls a superposition state. Like these electrons or the molecules of the universe are in superposition, waiting to become what we put our attention on, what we place our attention on. And so again, that's as best I think I could describe it right now, but definitely watch the video. It'll describe what I mean more clearly. Mm-hmm. But in essence, what this relates to and what we're talking about is that as we're placing our attention, in essence, our energy, our consciousness on what we would love and not on the obstacle and not trying to force or push through that, then we're literally changing the structure of the universe to organize itself in the ways in which that we want.
100% right. Yeah.
Which is why it becomes easier.
Yes. So. It's collapsing a potential or possibility that exists, because there are infinite possibilities for any outcome that we can look at, right? Mm-hmm. Into the one that we're holding. So if we're holding onto it with fear, let's say there's something you're so afraid of, you can't stop thinking about it. The likelihood of that occurring because of your energy, you're feeding that, is much greater now. But imagine you're holding it with trust, with love, with passion, with joy, with that looking forward to energy without attachment, right? Now you're feeding it with energy. It's the same amount of energy, but now it's toward the desired outcome. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is all about, to become aware of what it is we actually feed our attention, and then shift it, just gently shift it more. Today, I'm going to focus more on what I would love. I'm going to actually drop into my heart and have my focus be in myself and in my, right, and experience life through that, because then naturally you starve out all these mental constructs, and they're usually fear-based. So,
yeah.
Yes.
That's a really good point you brought up too, about how it takes the same amount of energy. Mm-hmm. And that's something like when I think of, because sometimes it seems so easy to think fear about something, like, oh, this isn't going to happen, you know, but then you can literally change like one word in that sentence. So like, what if it actually turns out well? And it literally does take the same amount of energy, but it's just, you don't realize it sometimes. And I feel like it's almost going against your biology, because you're, again, your biology is looking for things that and it's going to try to protect you. So it's like hijacking that, almost being like, okay, I understand, body, that you're trying to help me, but I'm going to choose to go this way instead. And that's very hard for people who don't live in awareness and aren't aware that they have the ability to do that,
or
aren't aware that it takes the same amount of energy to do that.
Exactly. I'm so glad you're sharing that. And it gets even harder when you understand, or there's another explanation of why it's actually really hard in the beginning. I mean, it gets so much easier once you break through something there, but in the beginning it's hard. There's also chemicals, right? Especially the more lower, like the emotions we don't love, right? The shame or guilt or fear, all of that is actually highly addictive. These are, when we feel these emotions, our body creates chemicals, and our body then is full of receptor cells that says, oh, yum, that emotion is here, that chemical is coming. So then let's say you have a really good week and nothing happens that creates that trauma energy. Your body's saying, hey, we haven't had any of this fear in a while. Can we please come up with at least a memory or imagine scenario so I can eat that again? And so we have to be very aware of what our mind is and our body in that way is asking us and saying, you know what, look around. It's pretty peaceful here. Nothing bad's happening. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to just keep breathing. And you can starve out that addictive part that creates part of our wanting, you know, that desire or addiction to be in a lower state of fear. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which to that point, this actually never really occurred to me, but based on what you just shared, it just made me realize like why support is so essential.
Oh.
Like in the past, I used to say, well, it's so helpful and it makes it easier. But honestly, to some degree, I think it is essential because I think of like when we know, like this is well studied that when it comes to physical addictions to like drugs or alcohol, that people can have the best intentions, but unless they have support, then they're going to fall back.
Yes.
So it's honestly the same exact thing because these are chemicals that are in our body.
Chemicals. It's a chemical addiction that happens. Yes. It is so crucial because the thing is, right, you can have the best intent, you can be a pretty, like a really strong person, but when you in that soup of chemicals, you get like that strength of yours is so less available, it seems like, right? Mm-hmm. And to have somebody that can see through it and hold your hand and walk you through those times where you're really hitting the stuff, right? Where you're facing all this is so essential.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Amazing.
And thank God we have that available these days, right? There are many people who understand it and who can walk us through it. And
definitely. Awesome.
It comes down to connection, like just basic like human connection.
Yes.
Like exactly. I think that I forgot what I was, I think it was a TED talk and this guy was talking about addiction and he was saying that the number one thing that separates someone who like continues to be addicted versus someone who gets over it is, or moves through it is how well connected they are. And it was an experiment with mice and they would put, so they would get two mice addicted to some kind of drug like cocaine. They put it in the water and they would transport one of the mice into a little village with a ton of other happy mice and still have the water with cocaine. And the mouse just stopped drinking it because he was like, I'm connected now. And then the one mouse that they kept in isolation kept, you know, until basically he killed himself, like he died because he kept going to the drug over and over. And he related it to humans about how loneliness is such a big epidemic and that crave for connection is so important.
Wow, that's powerful. Thanks for sharing. Yeah.
It was a really good TED Talk.
Yeah.
Do you remember the TED Talk? Do you remember what it was?
I can look it up because it was a really famous one and it's been viewed a lot of times.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm actually curious about watching that myself. Maybe we can put it in the description.
And I just wanted to tie that to what we were just talking about being addicted to like fear and how these emotions actually have a chemical basis to it, that TED Talk and that idea can apply to not just addictions, but to feelings of anxiety, depression, feelings of being stuck. So that connection is so important, especially with someone who's walked the path before and has been through it.
Yes. Sweet. Hmm.
That's amazing. Yeah. We'll put that in the episode notes.
I'll find it.
Yeah. Cause I just wrote that down. We'll include that. That's awesome. So great. Anything else? Cause I know this is actually quite straightforward. I mean, it's also an experience just like we talked about in about the fifth dimension. It's an experience. Like it must be experienced in order to actually be understood fully.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think maybe one more point.
Sure.
It might sound to somebody that this is relatively new, or maybe somebody that has tried and hasn't seen much of an effect yet, it can really feel overwhelming, but it breaks down into such simple steps. And you know, don't think of doing everything at once, but the truth is everything is already right there. And it's just an unlearning and an undoing of the patterns that you have accumulated in a way where that stops you or blocks you from what's there, but it literally is already all inside of you or inside of all of us. And so one baby step at a time, right? Find sources that help you maybe shift the way you live it, like your diet or your lifestyle, or start with your thoughts or whatever it is, like to start somewhere and include more. But in the end, it comes together, or you want to bring together, right? The way you think, speak, feel, and act, and you live your life in the way like your food and your diet, all of that is important. So if that all matches in energy, which is absolutely within a year, you can be another person in that way. But you don't want to overwhelm yourself with doing it all in one go, right? That's I think important to give yourself time. We have everything we need to do this, and we are already in a way there, but then we are separate from it, you could say.
Definitely. Thank you for sharing that. That's really important to keep in mind, because then mm-hmm. that gives us more access, I think. It's like really understanding and knowing that, or at least trusting at the beginning. Yeah. It's like, all right, it's here for me. It's possible. Mm-hmm. And then being willing to take the steps that we can take, like even baby steps, it starts to reveal itself more and more. But just trusting that and knowing it's possible for each one of us.
Yes, absolutely.
Beautiful.
Great.
Chris, any other questions?
No, I mean, there's a lot here. And I think it's a good perspective for people who might not have known about 5D manifestation. Because again, there is a difference. And mm-hmm. I learned a lot. So I'm good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Well, let's close out this episode with just reminding you, we talked about this last episode at the very end, is I just mentioned before the beginning of this episode too, is that Sky and I are hosting a live virtual event on June 26th. We are so excited about it. I know some of you have already signed up, which is amazing. And it's a full day workshop. It's happening again, June 26th, and it's all about 5D quantum manifestation. So this episode was short as well, 25 minutes or so. Same with the last episode, is a half an hour. Imagine 6 hours that we get to spend together, and also that we can have personal connection, because we're having it on Zoom. And so we'll have some Q&A time, some activities, some deeper teachings about 5D quantum manifestation and how to consciously create your reality. And so it's an amazing event. We're so looking forward to it. All the details are on the page that is in the description. So there's a link in the description that you can click on to get some more information, as well as, of course, to sign up. And I'm really looking forward to this event. Sky, anything else you wanted to share about it before we close out?
No, I think you summed it up really well. And I'm honestly super excited just to do an event again, and to do it with you and around this context feels so powerful right now. And it's going to be awesome.
Awesome. Yeah, same here. And one other thing actually just popped in my mind is that we're going to be covering a lot of the science. Mm-hmm. Like I know we briefly touched on here, we're actually going to include that video, the Dr. Quantum, like that quantum physics experiment. We're going to watch it together. We're going to break it down, help you understand it more, as well as plenty of other science that supports this. So it's very practical, very straightforward, very easy to implement when it comes to this with support. Because we were talking about that before, is that support is necessary. So it's really powerful when you have that support, and it's here for you right now if this resonates. So again, click the link click the link in the description if this resonates with you, and we'll see you at that event. So thank you for listening, and we'll talk with you on the next episode. And that's it for today. So thanks for tuning in. We really hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as we enjoyed recording it. So any questions, any comments, connect with us on Instagram personally at Kevin F. Carton
or at Chris J. Carton, or our podcast or Instagram page at Science and Spirituality Podcast. And if you feel guided to, the one thing that we do ask is for you to please rate the podcast and also leave a review. This way we can reach more people, and in that way impact more lives. So with that, we'll see you on the next episode.